The Manitoba Association of Christian Homeschools would like to thank the Learning House for sponsoring this recording.
Oh, thanks.
So it's great to be here. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm going to do my very best.
I appreciate the opportunity to come and share with you and talk about things
about this talk.
So, writing must matter to you if you're here, and you're probably struggling. So, I want to first of all say that this is not
when was the last time.
I'd love to hear from you if you identify with something. I'd love to know that. I'd love to know what's happening today.
And
once in a while, I might ask you, like, is that what's going on in your house? I don't want to go on and talk about something if you've all got that figured out. Because that would be a waste of time. No one likes to waste their time. So I really want to be able to tailor this to what is going on.
If you have questions,
I will definitely be having questions after. And you're welcome to
ask. That's great.
And when he was like
most of all,
I have successfully done some teaching.
I'm not sure how much of it I've received.
But all of the others in his
not a lecture. So I would love if you could talk back to me. So that's
happening for us.
Welcome here. I am Lisa, as you said. And I mentor students.
You can go to my website.
So the difference between a mentor and a teacher is
kind of ambiguous.
A mentor is someone who comes alongside someone and helps them. Helps them to achieve their goals and their dreams. So my first job is to help students realize that they have a dream and that writing is necessary.
I'll introduce myself first. So as it was only
your first job, we're going to get to that. So that's my little spoiler. Because the reason you're here today is probably because your student is struggling with writing and you want to know what to do about it.
It wasn't the plan.
You might be surprised at why they're struggling.
Having our family with us.
My wife and I were double income, no kids.
Sometimes
God took us on
there's a lot of feelings that happen with writing. There's a lot of feelings in our homeschool. I was talking to a parent today. They said, I think I'm the only one that my kids don't want to hear from me. Yeah, no, you're not the only one.
Husband is at home.
Almost every parent struggles with this.
I've been home for
a while. Do it in silence. We don't want anyone else to know that we're struggling. We don't
know
to know that our students don't want to hear from us. Our students are refusing or shouting or crying or slamming doors or whatever happens in your house. I don't know. It's loud in my house. We're expressors. Maybe you're like very quiet, but in my home we like to express. So there's a lot of noise going on and they're telling us what they think.
Bible quizzing.
We read an event. My son is 20
and
organizers
and
still expresses.
And
so that's okay. We like to talk about our feelings. We like to talk about how we're feeling about things and why we're feeling that way. You might be wondering why all the big emotions about writing. What is the big deal about writing?
Him and his wife and his little son.
My students, I ask them this all of the time. When you think about writing, how do you feel?
And to me,
what is going through your mind? What are you thinking? What words are you telling yourself? And they will use words like angry and overwhelmed. My stomach feels sick. I get a headache. My shoulders hurt.
So we're going to come back to
I feel worried. One boy said he felt strangled. That's pretty descriptive.
And that was my first experience with a homeschool
student. They say things to themselves like, what if I do a bad job?
I found that I had a quite a
they then I'm going to fail at this. I just know I'm going to fail this. I can't do this.
And the doctor, so
these are all words that real students have told me in the last year. I ask this at the beginning of every single
one
of my students, and I am always amazed at the depth of frustration and emotion that they have about writing. And why are they feeling that way? So they feel like they're going to fail. They actually tell themselves, I'm going to fail at this. If I fail at this, I'm going to be a failure at life. If I can't write, that's no good, guys.
That's exactly what it was.
I don't
want to
let my parents
know
that
I've done something.
Nothing like raising the stakes
in this game, right?
Not only am I failing myself, not only am I wrecking my whole future, now I've let my parents down.
I was happy with that.
Guys, I know what I'm doing. You have kids that
I just don't know how.
And so this all changes when a situation develops in our church.
Any ideas why you think your students are afraid of writing? They're afraid of failing. Oh yeah, who's not afraid of failing? Every time we, any other ideas, we're all afraid of failing. Right? The one is this is a normal thing. Yeah, they're afraid of failing. Any other ideas? Yeah, they're afraid of failing. Oh, they might be lazy. Oh yeah, you know what, it's really hard work. And why should they apply themselves and do that hard work? Had an adult say to me today, he was telling me his experience when he was in school, he was really good at math, and he did the math, and he knew if he showed up in class and participated, and he didn't give them a hard time, and he handed in most of the work, he didn't ever have to write an essay because he would get 60% anyway.
Why invest if you don't have to?
They're economizing already. Why invest myself in something that's scary, something that's hard, something I don't think I can succeed at, and something I don't think is valuable in my life? Why should I do that? So there's all of those fears. And on top of all of that, we've been teaching them skills
And then they get to take out their own way that makes them feel bad.
bad that makes them discouraged.
The number one reason that they're
fighting for why they're staged.
How many adults struggle
with
grocery stores? How many of us have a hard time staying on track with tasks that we struggle with?
That's not a God I want.
I know my workout plan is
15 steps.
The fact that you're sitting here in this,
I know the benefits. It's not even that hard. Doesn't even take that much time. I've lowered the bar and lowered the bar and lowered the bar trying to make this happen, right? But it's hard. Discipline is hard. They think if they don't have it right now, they are already finished. And then we have setbacks.
When they walk away,
maybe they struggled with something. Maybe they have to redo something.
How you can use the internet effectively to find good.
We call them thread. We call them yarn. There's different types of yarn.
But
they say,
if
there
is a
God,
it's too hard to face that failure, even if it's not a
intrinsic
failure in life, even if it's just a small piece that they have to just step back and grow from. Those are hard, hard things to ask.
That's
how my hair starts.
And self-exposure. So writing is a skill where we take what's inside of us, what we believe, what we think,
and I'm practicing
recording. Put it out there for the whole world to see.
Anyways, moving on. So Einstein himself,
music, any of those things, any creative things that comes right inside of us. That's really scary. What if someone doesn't agree? What if they think what I have to say is dumb? What if they understand that?
The universe is expanding.
Silly.
And if it's expanding,
what if they think it's irrelevant?
Or what if it means that at some point it had a
right? What if
it
just
overdone? Oh, you'll see what I mean by that.
So
I gave her the academic self-help.
Probably that. We're asking to take what
she would have never
and put it out there for everybody to see.
We talk about
and then we're going to grade you on how well you do.
Allow her to study scripture in a completely different way.
Try.
This is a really hard
thing.
I don't know if you've ever
writing.
We
wrote. I bet you all want to go right now and just write.
He was happy.
Writing can be really scary. And it's scary for adults too. I write for a magazine. I'm very honest.
And they get
every single time I sit down to write that
some understanding. They know what the words are.
I will scream it out.
Like that when you meet
there,
them.
The Holocaust, right?
All the time.
He was looking at all the pain and the suffering,
so
and he's beginning to agonize
two articles every 2 months.
And I would suggest to you that agonizing,
but I'm putting me out there
and having doubts
with your kids
is okay.
Every single time.
That's a hard thing to
give you a quote.
Fear of failure is a big, big thing. We all can identify with this.
Faith without doubts is like
I'm recognizing that it's possible that we could just, it's possible that that article I write could be terrible.
The
editor's going to say,
we can't do that.
I was
struggling
with this and praying about it.
The pain, suffering, and pain
doesn't happen.
That rhetoric is going to come into the lives of your children.
You never know. These things happen. We all have setbacks.
Have you heard of Dorothy Sayers?
And all of these things, when our student is struggling, how do we feel then? Like, what does that make us feel like? What does it feel like in your home when your student is struggling?
Mark, Luke, and John are good at gospels
right
the
middle.
Gospels
it's
and gospels.
Manufacturing.
Frustrated. Oh, yeah. I've taught you this. You should know this already.
Designing
why don't you just sit down and do it?
Talk
about it this way.
I've said these things. I know. I'm a mom. I've homeschooled. I've done this. I've done this. You know, my son is 20. My daughter is 16. And I still say,
no, I was a Christian. And this little hovel hole became sort of
so
a symbol for the rough and tumble guys in the manufacturing
to really
come and ask their questions about God.
Of,
get them to
and
God.
We might
see
overwhelmed. We might feel like we've
come
and
ask their questions about
so
God.
I think
it's
probably
a trial by fire. Learn your apologetics now because I don't know how many times 20 years old and my dad just asked me big questions of life.
Determined
that was
the
one
to
wreck. And I remember one guy comes in.
I don't want to wreck their whole education.
You know,
we fear failing. What if we're wrecking their language arts? What if we're standing in the way of them learning and growing? We all have these fears. We all worry about it.
Because I think it's kind of going to be so malarkey if people would share those things.
And
I
said, well,
first of all,
let's think about it this way. Let's say there is no God.
kids. Horrible. We might be frustrated. We might feel like
these in the U.S. are public education. Like I said before, we were adopted. We couldn't change it.
Okay, so there's no God. I die. I go into the ground. I become one food. That's it.
So without that, she went to bust from our house to the school.
I want to talk to those teachers. You're wrong. Because we're not here. We all know what the problem is. And now we know why we have this problem. So today, the first solution I have,
because our beliefs are so important. Our beliefs are so important.
And so, you know, when we signed the adoption
papers, the Bible says our eternal destiny rides on what we believe about.
So we're going to talk a little bit about beliefs.
Now, I'm giving you a hint.
And when I signed it up, we told my attorney, I asked our attorney,
okay, so the first thing we're going to say, we're going to take a good look. My question often comes is,
when we begin to look at the world and when our students body and soul.
What is soul?
The first thing that we race toward and jump over.
Soul is the part of the brain that deals with
instead of a roadblock that's going
to
stop.
Spirit part relates to God or derail, and then the mind is divided between your thoughts and your beliefs.
So we go from a door closed. I just can't do this.
One of the capacities.
I'm never
going to
be a writer. I can't do anything about it.
Influences us is our beliefs. Two, we almost
fall. Well, I'm not a writer yet.
According to what we,
but in order to get there, I need to.
In your notes, there are fly myself,
set goals, and continue to persevere.
That's how bad my attitude. It was just from a context.
The first one is
no problem. Never told your kid these.
Then
centrality.
Every day. Every day. I know.
We're going to
complain about how
don't
worry.
I understand. Often they don't like to hear
content. Content of a belief.
My 20-year-old is probably the most motivated person I know.
Also,
the content of a belief in your notes. The first blank is content of a belief. This determines in your notes. Determines what we believe.
There was no way.
This could be about religion, politics, morality, dogs, and their writings.
My 16-year-old, she still doesn't want to hear it. Mom, I'm not in your classes. I don't want to. I don't want to know.
That sincerity or fervency of a belief.
Their own mentors. They need someone else. They need someone else. I might be the only adult I know that writes essays on a regular basis.
That's what homeschooling
I write sample writing for my students to read. Unless you're an academic, unless you are
read 100 words 100 times.
Most students believe that writing essays is a waste of time because they're never going to have to do it when they're adults.
We are exposing our children.
I'm here to tell you.
Beautiful.
That's the
true.
But this is my favorite picture of her.
To write an essay.
First of all,
was to write an essay when you were an
adult.
How to forgive and forget. Language. See the scene where not writing essays
so much more than being able to write a paper. Writing essays start to teach you
as I'm looking really closely along this French break.
To be the French part,
I see his face on the other side of the table.
Show them
now killing himself laughing. He almost got me to 50% sleep. I didn't fall for it, guys. I just want you to know. Okay. So, number three is centrality. In your notes, centrality of
the time when you ask young person, what does success look like for you when you're like 25 or 30?
That the belief plays, oh, I want our best car. In your notes, it's our world.
Because those concrete things. Those are things that they can.
So, I want to use the example of an exercise.
On a vacation,
I can believe
that all of those things take my very good information. Are you get money?
Come down, I can tell you that it's good for your heart. Oh, I could say that it keeps some of the risk on top of
you.
I could say all kinds of things that are good about exercise.
What happens when you go for an interview and they say, why are you the best
interviewer? You've
memorized what it is, what it looks like.
You can't look at them, that employer,
centrality of a belief is always going to show up.
What skills they need.
Fear of. Of the big
okay,
what
number four,
you know, if you plausibility of you not. Fight with, you
what
plausibility of
what are you, you know, going to offer me that someone else isn't going to know me?
A rhetorician is capable of speaking
and then
really
very quickly be able to identify in yourself the skills that they need and
be
confident
in
I hate watching movies with my son because he is always the one going
gathering data and makes sense to
talk my time is
ruined, right?
We can do
why
parents
do you guys marvel in the
to know your audience.
How in the world did the scrawny matters to that guy
to know
to all of a sudden
what they care about,
but,
what
know,
they believe,
and through the years they're looking around on a web
having
had the strength to lift all these vehicles
to show
how did this happen?
Why what you believe
there was a matter to buy too. And it went into his gobbledygook and it got all this chemical and it bit him and suddenly they create this plausible idea that you go this is how Jurassic Park became such a blockbuster.
Dinosaurs,
you can't breathe.
Part of their job,
okay.
They
and now we're going to move into if you go to
with the college,
and her husband, you know,
the
after they talked about it,
sell that solution to their management, so some of us get their team to work with them.
But I'm going to tell you, this is a free one. Plausibility structure. You're going to hear about this in college or university. They talk about it a lot, and really, in your notes, their plausibility structure is the combining of social
relationships
out there and cultural.
No
social
way.
And cultural
so students recognize to create all of those things that are going to help them so
about
what
having grace
that
with
that most of the individuals in
so
that context do not question them.
Guys,
that's
our conversations
so
we talk.
Examples of plausibility structures
talk is come from
I laugh at myself when I wrote this label since
kind of
that the world originally we all believe
they're going to buy in and they're going to work at it. You've seen what happens when your young person does something that they really want to do.
It got to a point
nothing that's going to stand.
Are they the same people?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue and they are the last great. We started having
Let's
think about what that looks like with the authority of
people. So basically,
I schedule all the classes in the very late morning.
But I wouldn't tell her because you know what kids do if they know they get sent to
education.
Come on, girls.
Darwin's theory of evolution.
Darwin's theory of evolution.
English
I'd wake up at 7:30 or 8 o'clock sometimes and I'd say,
that if you write it down and you tell somebody, I'm
going to
do this thing.
All truth.
All right, but within an hour of when I
ebb and flow away,
she had to be at the desk.
Listen to what J.P. Moreland said.
Everything is
possible. I want people to post on social media. Oh, I'm going to do this and this and this. 60% chance.
If culture reaches a point where the beliefs of Christianity are no
longer possible,
to make that happen, they know that every week on Friday, someone is going to say, what did you do about your plans?
My essentially what he's saying is, it is 95% believing Christian
that
they looked at the same as if you were
for the rest of the day.
Because
that's the difference
to build a distinct relationship in it. And I want to
so
be out of
then
that.
Her job
I want
was
to be able
to have those assignments done by the
Christian
time I got
her
home.
Culture.
Oh,
it's really child.
But I
want
to talk about
what Paul Marshall said.
Bill
describes the usual
the
phases from one plausibility structure to another leading to persecution.
Quite a bit later. That as soon as I left the house, she'd go back
failure
to bed.
Management
disinformation
is so
enough time. Disinformation
she's
is grammar.
That's part of the challenge, Chris.
And this is tactics that are used to
support
others
to
be against Christians. Christians have no public voice to counteract their opinions.
So then I'd leave for work and she knew by the time I got back.
I'm going to take a really risky little dangerous tour 10 years ago down a
whatever. And of course, you
what have I learned about real estate?
Learning something new in sessions. So 10 years ago, that puts us at the 2015
state
year
of federal
election.
Yesterday,
okay? But
you guys
so
didn't
choose
all
you're
the things on my list that I had in this
typical
day. Currently in government for the conservatives. What am I going to do about
Trudeau?
So
this would have been his
example,
first election.
When I talked
he was
when
looking
we
to become
leader.
And the NDP leader
I had
done, right? Thomas McClure.
Now I have more to do today than yesterday.
Anybody
can do where
I live.
What makes me
does anybody remember what the hot
plan
going
to
2018 during those elections?
Universities will accept those
there,
and
that
instead
is
of being the teller.
To discover what was
it
yesterday?
Why am I showing you back? Because it says
we're
going
to go back.
How am I
going
to gender change?
It wasn't.
Practically,
yeah, right.
Like
it's
a Syrian as I like to tell all my students, trying harder.
Few of them were going to lax on this, but most of
the
first
that was the hot
progress
on
Trying
last week during that election.
What was getting up every day and saying, ISIS, the Syrian, not the war, instability in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, and elsewhere. Where
to help
drove
you do well,
right?
So
numbers
of people
work
hard.
And one of the things
he's
trying to
do is a lot of water.
Weeks of
was actually present at a meeting.
Trying harder.
Now, whether or not you take
doesn't
the
solve
the
problem.
The
affairs minister at the time.
You are trying.
So I would choose the next 10 on the list.
All
the reporters were criticizing the conservatives
as
solving the problem for doing nothing to help
the
refugees.
And tell her she had to have a definition for each one of these. And she had to use each one.
The government at the time, the conservative government, doing, they decided to help
so
the most
what can I do to make sure I don't
refugees
get
in that situation. Now,
at least
do you have any idea? Think about it.
Who
would the most
vulnerable
ref to have?
She was a very good writer. Like her
said,
like I said, her grammar was atrocious, but I kept correcting that. And this is something
Christians,
that I do.
It was the Christians.
She hates it.
That doesn't work.
But if she is talking
good answer.
To them, she uses correct grammar.
But it was the Christians, because what would happen is when they came into these refugee camps,
but I still do it. But anyway, so she was a great writer,
the
and so as she wrote,
strategy,
we pushed correction to grammar, and she got
they would
better
force
and better
them outside the camp.
But because
that
she was a
left
great
them
writer,
with the inability to get papers, any kind of papers,
a way to make her at least
for
a
transit,
more interested.
It left
imagine
them with the inability to get
they will have
so
water,
when
they realize any kind of
supplies,
and they were forced out, and you never heard about this at all. Did you?
So, for example,
no.
She had a history report.
I just want to encourage you that our government.
Then the grammar
time,
and composition.
Oh, good question. Is it done by the parent, the teacher, or is it done by the child themselves? Okay, that entirely depends on the age.
So that way, she didn't do a lot
that is
of
disinformation.
Actual
I mostly
work
on
the
great example of
writing about all the other subjects.
Because
and now, she did do the vocabulary.
To report
the other thing she did do was she
had
to read certain books.
Okay, number two in your notes is discrimination.
Start
to
embrace
it.
More
discrimination
more?
Is the definition
of
those
tasks.
Managed by
the
definition of discrimination this day is marginalized
you through
all aspects of culture or giving
it. Leave me alone and let me do it.
Within the society for the Christians.
She would read them, I would read them, and we would talk about them.
It opens during that same election, Thomas Mulcahy.
Do I want my husband to text
evangelical
three times a day and say, did you work out yet? Did you work out yet? Did you work out yet?
Everybody that I spent time with.
No, I did not. That would end very poor.
That is a perfect example of discrimination.
Okay.
But I think it well, finally leads to
so it is really important
to
need to let them voice
the
mark.
Or you will that not so persecution, the answer. The definition of actions to include ridicule,
torture, harassment,
humiliation, imprisonment, torture, and death. Actually, my husband just wrote.
I know it's kind of hard to
see. I would say, so I'm going to speak to older
cultural
values.
And in this, he highlights the difference.
So I kept all of that.
Grades 5 and 7. So by grades 5 and 7, I would say that.
But if I think about what's out there now,
to say, okay, which subject do you want to be responsible for?
If you don't have a problem with
I might start the conversation with
harassment.
I bet you're really tired of me nagging you about your
talking about that. Jackson is good for a lot of people. Matthew,
but
see, I like
those
it a little better.
Are
I think it has to
about disinformation and discrimination.
So
it's a slow thing.
Singapore
so
is probably the most
I bet you're really tired of
watching to understand.
Oh, yeah,
that's still my goal.
I would love to stop
Bob Jones series is really rigorous.
How would you like that?
You
would
know
that would
math,
like
especially
if your kids would just be like over the moon. If they knew, you were not going to nag them about the rule.
It's not quite as rigorous as Saxon or math.
How does this look in Canada?
Well, whichever subject it is that's bothering you, bothering them. And so then I would go from there and say, okay, well, here's the solution. Is you want to be responsible.
Believe it or not, I had her use my
stuff. But if you're going to be responsible.
One remember, I was writing the science
I'm
stuff
not
before we adopted her.
So
if she
didn't
like it,
has
God's got a sense of humor.
So let's start by you making a plan.
So, but she was actually
this.
Able to do very well.
How long
now you tell me what time of day you want
religious liberties issue
whether you finish that.
We did do health, and this was a difficult, this was something I did specifically to tackle something that was very
difficult.
So in my mind, health, any kind of health thing.
What happens to me? As an adult, if instead of washing dishes, I go read a book.
Basic statements about health. You know, you should eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. You should exercise.
So yes, we
have
some of our
later. And that's
I'm good.
Say.
I think it was about 6
I just have dishes later, right? It just gets put off. I've just moved my free time
living,
to a different spot. That's all I've done.
You think you could live with and still have certain goals and so forth. But the main thing we did here was
don't be afraid then later when they say, hey, can I go? And you say,
students were not able
because
to get
I thought
got to
use your free time during math.
Uncomfortable since I barely knew her.
What it also meant was anybody who worked
but,
is that what
you
know,
did?
Like a pregnancy
I, oh, I guess
you've
got to
learn both the morality and the mechanics or it doesn't work.
That
right?
was exactly
so
the first thing.
You've got to do that
consequences
somehow.
Are the
so,
best consequences.
Okay, I don't want to do this.
It's
not
you.
Moving on.
I just want
to go to
and that seemed to be a good way to fix it.
But the problem with natural consequences, the problem with giving them responsibility is it comes down to their parent self-discipline
in excess of 9.
Now, I have to learn to...
This is my favorite thing we did. For history and U.S. government. So, I didn't know
how
to
do
religious liberties issues
for how many parenting books
did they I am supposed to 90%
of those
that
would
be great.
And so,
but if I had that much self-discipline, I would not be reading this book.
I went to my dad's
we need to wrestle
attic.
With frighteningly cultural
had,
objections that
we
have to our faith.
The
like this idea of suffering world who went to finally wrestle, stand. Got lots of help.
And
we
I looked
so
for the front of the encyclopedia.
Okay, I want us to move on. I want us to begin to wrestle.
And it's okay to have that conversation with him.
A couple of years ago, I did a teaching high school.
And we were
talking about these very things, these beliefs and whatnot. And I
wanted
to just what I walked you all through. And I wanted them to understand
the word processor,
strength
and then I hit random.
So I had said to them, okay, guys,
and so I gave her a
scale
of
1 to 10,
list
10
of major events that happened in the world, major events that happened here in the U.S., and her first job was simply
exercise is good for me. 10!
Using
tobacco is not healthy. 10! Jesus never sinned while he was here on this earth. 10!
Okay,
a screaming
event. So we're here about writing, remember?
What happens?
So, the writing process?
I don't know, but anyways. Then I threw this at her. Sex is only for marriage.
And they went,
and
like, great, I'll tell your parents you said that later.
But then I said this one, and I said this one.
Guys,
once we write,
this was a group of homeschoolers. I would write out a few questions that she had to
find. Then try to strongly to my belief.
What normally happens is she didn't know.
Redraft, re-revise.
And the one I remember most clearly is we got into the world events. We got to Magna Carta. And I said, I don't even know what those two words mean.
And she said,
it's some document. That's all I know.
Oh, well, I can't do this because it's not perfect.
And so, her job was to write an essay teaching
the writing process is exactly
what
the same.
Magna Carta
and students get
that's
so
what
stuck
everything
on the rough draft.
Her
to get to the rough draft,
essay,
and then when they realize,
and of course, as a kid, her first her question was, how long does it have to be?
Because it's not good enough.
And I said, long enough to teach me what's the important stuff.
But they don't realize that that's the point.
And that brings us right back to the
that's only the first step.
So
the first step is to write
she
draft
this essay. I have no
our
idea
suffering and our
whether it's right or wrong, right? So I read this essay, and I read it assuming I'm reading it.
Charles Colson said this in his book, How Now Shall We Live. If you get
so
a chance to read that book,
so writing is actually project
How Now Shall We Live by Charles Colson.
So if you see on the screen, there's like a diagram there, but
project
management is
clearly superimposed at the writing step proposition.
So we have the planning stage of project management.
This
is where we're pre-writing.
Yes.
And then
so
I would go to
topic,
my DVD,
therefore,
Rollier's Multimedia.
Either God is not all good, and that's why he tolerates so evil, or
not.
He's not all powerful, and that's why he can't
so she was my main history teacher.
They should be able to argue both sides.
All I did was check her.
So what
and
we're going to talk about in your notes right now.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
honestly,
to problems.
I'm talking
about
persuasive.
This is
no.
it. This
so
is what we're talking about.
Have her essay on
so
really
the first solution that the world offers us for this issue
and here's
of
this document
about
in case you were,
is
this
not deny in your notes. To deny that God
first document that took power away from the monarchy and gave it to the people.
This would be the atheist. Okay, because if there is no God and there's no evil,
she has a right? Writing book reports. Get students to write
book
reports.
Is that a solution, though?
They read the book.
And I was like,
because on what basis do you actually judge the natural world?
To see if they read
the think about this for a minute.
And it's them to go check
secular realism. There's no place for moral outrage.
One more piece of writing handed in.
Think about
so if we really want to choose the writing that really matters in life, we want to teach our students persuasive writing and we all instead of
historical
events.
Evolution is
the
classical meant all of and then it meant beautiful
fail
then
the fit
it
does. Right?
Does,
there's no place
her.
For you if you believe in evolution and you're an atheist not believing in God and thinking that we came in that form, then how are you atheist when there's violence in the world? There's suffering in the world. Or there's how do you even judge evil? Because
for U.S. government, I really didn't know what to do. My parents are big in local politics.
Evolutionary process demands. It depends on death, destruction, violence against the weak. That's what it is. Their objections are based on a sense of fair play and justice. But where did that sense of fair play and justice come from? It makes no sense.
So,
as a little girl, I remember vividly
I was.
And it is the only part of the writing process that actually has writing moments.
So I got out a copy of the U.S. Constitution
at the time.
And
my mom and I had been in
the
house speaking home. And
I was like, you're organizing or you're outlining.
And I overheard what was going on. Because he was just a hot mess. He was just crying and devastated. And they were all the
you're
adults
gonna be okay.
Me out of the room.
It's
a tough slug.
What happened was
I had gone when
you're
canoeing.
You have an outline.
My friend, and my outline was a very strong slug. It was
with us
all the middle of the time. It's a tough slug. The water is going to be okay. They'd gone canoeing with it. And so the canoe tip
got
and they both went over. And my uncle was trying to help me.
All the rest of
you
are
drowning.
There is actually
and he ended up, it wasn't a strong slug. My
dad,
other friend, and
then
my
they
uncle
have
dad
to deal with
failure, and he had him by the hand, and they were out of the water,
Congress
and at some
best
point he realized,
and strongest cheerleader.
So we
were
married,
and
they were both drowned.
It's not perfect.
And he walked here as he let go,
to trip,
right? His best friend,
I
say
so anyway,
all deeper and deeper into the water. And when I say this, he have an idea. First he says, oh boy, what's coming? Because I've always got good ideas. Usually has things, jobs for him to do.
Most students have already
and he'll say, okay, tell me what you got.
So, you know, I put together this
Solution number four. God's power is limited. That's what it says in your notes.
Sort of
this one is kind of becoming really popular today.
I learned a lot.
And today we know it as process theology. Again, that's in your notes. It's called process theology. And the thinking behind this is that an all-powerful God wouldn't allow bad things to happen.
That's an important thing, but it's hard to do.
Right? This theology says that God is still evolving. He's not quite omnipotent yet. And it was made popular by on Oprah's bestseller list, Rabbi Kushner's bestseller, When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
Not that difficult.
And Kushner tries to defend God in this book by saying that God's goodness, he writes, God wants the righteous to live peaceful, happy lives, but sometimes even he can't bring it about.
It's too difficult. And, you know, if you have the chance to do like an online college or a local college or something like that, that can be
really
unhelpful for one or two classes, because it can really help strengthen the student's transcript.
He can't help us.
So, you know, when we applied to university, she had a transcript with some of her old high school teachers, grades given from me, and then grades given from a couple of other university professors as well.
World solution number five, God has created
evil to achieve
a greater good.
And you haven't seen Rosetta Stone,
this one is all over the church.
God
has created evil to achieve a greater good. This one says that the struggle for good is needed in order for the soul to mature. See, the thing is, there's a kernel of truth to this, because good does sometimes come and emerge from bad. But listen, if we propose that God created evil,
like I
would start by showing him,
then we're back to the right ACT
that God is evil and there's no escape and there's no
salvation.
You're doing it
also.
Start by, think about this, Genesis 1, guys,
a website.
God created human beings in such a way that we required evil and suffering in order to mature. Then he created us
done until you get to the last.
Not very good, as it says in Genesis.
So, for example, the SAT 1
step by step
SAT that everyone
not to mention it's clear that many bad things do not
specific
and say,
good results.
Okay, now you're going to go back and look for this and this and this and this.
So then what?
All right.
Go fix those things.
It's always the section everybody
deny that God exists,
now.
It eliminates
the
right to
feel
moral
algebra.
The next thing you're
going to
do is you're going
to
go
deny that suffering exists. It doesn't measure up with reality. If we place God beyond good and evil, what good is he? We're still alone with our tears.
She was already supposed to.
And if God's power is limited, then he's no help at all until he evolves. And fifthly, God has created evil to achieve
the
greater good.
The other thing I might suggest is
check
out my blog. I have Fearless.
So this was good. good for me filling in her gaps. But it's just a really good review.
So if you use a marking rubric, and your marking rubric,
so that same high school group that I was telling you about.
Once again, there are books out there. Barron's is a good program.
So they don't need a marking rubric. Thinking, oh look, you just lost 10 marks.
If you have a young lady, I want us to picture. So my daughter did not.
All you had to do was go in bold three verbs and underline.
I want you to picture
these things
that God has trained them to do that.
Let's just say we got the marking rubric will tell them
what
they
need to succeed
on the whiteboard.
And
if they know what they need to succeed,
God is over.
They will go back to their own writing and they will look at
this side over here. Okay,
so you recognize,
imagine that's where he is.
It also includes
everything that he's created.
If you add that
is in the circle.
You can say,
okay, so God's there.
Okay,
so once
again, that's fine.
Is in
here's the marking rubric.
Review really
so you go
for
and
the
you look at the marking rubric yourself,
and that helped
and you see
me
if
fill
you've
in
done
a
all
lot
those
of
things.
Holes. But it's a good way
and
for a homeschooler
then if he has
to get
he's in the circle. Good answer.
He has the option.
Good.
He's
so proud of you. Okay.
And if he does,
God created Satan. He's in the circle. Hold that thought. Okay.
So it's a really good thing.
Let's just,
for example,
number grades,
let's talk about God. Let's talk about his attributes.
Do a happy face.
What is he? What is he made of?
And do a sad.
I'm going to give you the first one.
Section,
God is love.
Okay, and I
tell
you check marks and X's because that's so like black and white. Right? Wrong?
Almighty.
Most
God is love. He's
almighty.
Right,
all the way wrong.
Compassionate.
That's good to do.
True.
So
did I do that? How many times out of how many?
I've written a few down because I didn't know what you'd say. And
so
honestly, I was hoping you wouldn't say omniscient because I didn't want to have to spell that.
You're better off. So marking rubric.
So God is love. Let's say he's
right.
Can we agree on that one? Yep.
Get students to
God is holy. Can we agree on that one?
All right. So that's a little bit about what we did.
How about God is
homeschool? It's not something you
have to do. Make sure that you've done all these things. Let's
check
for
life.
But hopefully you see
realize,
it wasn't
okay,
really traditional.
Check the boxes.
Here's some
and
things that God is.
One of the things that I
discovered that Satan is in the circle.
To look for, they're automatically going to put
that in.
He was created by God. So my next question to you is, where did sin and evil come from then?
Is to replicate
did God
the
create
any other questions?
He created Satan.
We're going to replicate that thing that isn't working. That's silly. You need to do something that works for your child, and what works for your child is different from what worked
let's
for my child.
Let's just say,
and what worked for your first child
the definition
child
of sin, I think I put this in your notes, is sin is a rejection
of Diana
God
Waring,
and all that he is.
So who can, is there anyone who would be willing to
so
share with me
if we look at the PowerPoint
that their student
here,
is having
when
with
she
what is the opposite of love? Yell it out.
Some struggle that you're having.
What is the opposite of
holiness? She'd give him some stuff to memorize, he'd memorize it. She was like, this homeschooling
is not. This isn't a trick. Question, guys.
Her second boy,
unholy.
Nothing
okay.
Like that.
What about
all
the opposite
he wanted
of light?
To do was move around,
dark.
And fix things.
Opposite
and,
of light
and so forth.
Is
and so
death.
When
she we
says, she
reject
this quite clearly,
God and we
she
turn away from Him and all that
to her
He is.
Son. And her second
what
son
we are accepting instead is all that he is not.
And one day she's watching
see
him
that?
Trying to memorize
so
these
where does sin and
tables,
evil come from?
And she sees him just
it's
doing
not coming
this.
From him or anything that he created. It
watching.
Has no created
source.
She finally source.
Says,
it
you want to get up and
fact
move,
that
don't
we
you?
Have
says,
chosen
yeah.
to reject
and so
God and accept that which he is
to
not.
Okay,
tables.
So her son will happily write
God did not create
but whatever he loves. No.
That's how they
hockey and a hockey trip. But when she asks him to write, do you ask
and
him
to
write
turn away from God, the source of
sometimes.
Holiness?
But it's the way
is,
her
yeah.
second kid did it.
Sin
right?
and evil.
So that's what
that
we're
sense?
Doing. We are trying to
I understand. And
give
we all get
our
tired.
Where am I
child
at the time, my friend?
A tailored education
okay.
to
okay.
him.
So
Luke 10,
or,
if you get a chance
there are,
to read
there,
it.
There are a few things
so
that you can do.
Go through verse 16 here. This is Jesus is talking about his disciples. He's talking to his disciples, preparing them to go out into the world.
They get
so
narrow focused.
What he's actually telling them.
There's only one thing in the world that matters in middle school.
I
and
they
hyper-focus on that.
He says this.
And
I, verse 16,
university professor,
those who welcome you are,
did not
are welcoming
me.
Read a lot of
and
the
those
reason
who
is,
reject you
there are, far
are rejecting
too many
me.
Students
and those
who, go
who
to
reject
university
me
who
are rejecting
there.
God who sent me.
And
okay.
not
it's
only are they wasting
so,
their time
about
and
money.
So first of all, yeah, you should send
them out.
Another thing you could do is you
guys
are
going to
get
rejected.
They're
not only
rejecting
the
idea
of rejecting
me,
they're rejecting God who sent me.
Okay, well, if you love hockey,
I was like,
what is it?
Talking about here?
What is it that you love about
says, he segues into a discussion about
what skills does hockey
only two.
Give a person?
One,
If you look closely, Jesus said, and like those who reject me are rejecting God who sent me.
Now,
because in verse 18,
yes, he says,
I told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven in a flash of lightning. Basically, he's like, I was around before creation, and I saw the creation of the world, and I saw Satan fall.
He's kind of
what a sight, right? And he goes on to get
into
here. He's drawing this connection, first of all, between himself and God.
If you don't fit one of those two categories,
so you say, okay, well, let's talk about hockey. People who play hockey, what kind of skills do they have? Not on the ice.
You know,
our
you're
rejection
not
of God.
What skills
does a stocky teacher
teach you that are
going to
help
God
in the real world?
And that's jail.
And Satan, he's in the circle.
And you're not going to find yourself in jail. You're not going
to
find yourself in university.
God,
you're going to find yourself in the real world interacting.
And as we turn away from him, if we turn away from him, it leads to persecution.
So anyway,
why?
I did not want her to go to university.
There's really only two choices.
When
you hear the good news, right?
So you can like look at those things and you can
accept
the good news. And then do some research and discover. And why do those skills matter?
What
so
is
he
can
react and go
one
back.
Day she sat me down
you
and she
can
said,
like,
we really don't know why she wants to
unfortunately,
go to
at some point,
how?
I just
they
give them a list and I say, pick one of these.
Attack mode and they begin to attack that
sorry.
Thing which they have rejected.
That's how it is. It is hard. It's hard to get the buy-in. But again, I would take the buy-in away from the topic and put the buy-in on the
gates
that
aren't moving.
So take a step back and say, listen, I know that you don't
want
to write about anything
advancing.
Really to
separate
the
enemy does not
you can write
want
about
the church to advance. So the
response
is to squash it and step on it. Well
and that's
when
you understand that he's going to learn valuable skills that are going to help with your life.
God,
and I
did not
create at like 12 years old. It's hard
it comes from our
freech
that far.
Like that.
And Colson said
she then became
that
a veterinary technician.
For them the decision to sin was made in the spiritual realm by
someone
who was
the kind of person
who are intelligent beings capable of genuine moral choice. Sin then entered our world through the free moral
then she got married.
We talked about that.
Still a little
weak
in my
life.
From there, the plague
and so we talked about, well, okay, well, here's
and she and her husband are
all
moral
trucking teams. You have to be able to do all these
humans
things.
So that's how she uses her
I'm
sociology degree.
People ask, what made
okay,
Adam
so
and Eve sin?
So the picture there shows her two favorite
loves
in order, the dogs in front, the husband in back.
So those skills are going to transfer to
what we began with.
He's not planning on it.
And
he created a world that is good and perfect. One of the perfect things
might be a good step
was free creatures
so,
and they have
so
freely
the other
chosen
thing is,
to do
me. And
wrong.
It is a really
you know,
interesting business
you know,
they're in. They own their own
when
truck,
that
so
book I mentioned earlier, when bad things happen
but
to
they
topic,
have all sorts of security clearance,
you know
so
why
they
I think
mostly
it's sold
do
so
military
many
loads and classified projects.
Because there's
loads
this assumption
like
in this world, in our culture, that the world is
anytime
we
work,
bring in
someone
we deserve,
even like a parent.
But when you know Jesus and
she's not using her sociology degree at all, but she's very happy,
then you realize
the
world is actually much better than
what actually
so
ended up
right
therefore
for another 2 years
Christ,
well let them figure it out you know so
road,
tell them what you're looking
sure
for I need you to get them to write about a different topic
like
or whatever
Solomon,
and
the,
so
the
see if you can get on his back
like
some outside input
and so she had a lot of time to think and she asked me to send her books on tape and
anyone else do you have any
and your ability
so
to handle
I
the suffering is going to depend on
I
whether you believe the world is worse
terms of
than you deserve
more about
or better.
The forgiveness
right?
of Christ and all of that.
I'm not sure
the,
if I
the,
ask these
the
questions in your
notes.
Can someone tell
her?
Me?
There's
I have some questions here that I would love for you to
she
ask
really
your kids and
to
work
to
through.
Podcast.
The first one, it says, if God knew
anyway,
beforehand,
so
okay, the question
that we would
is,
choose
do I try to keep them to handwriting or is typing okay?
Is that in your notes?
Her student would much rather type than handwrite.
So there's there's three questions there.
But of course, the most important thing to remember about her,
that's why I went to the trouble of
printing
so most often that's a motor skill thing.
And talk to your kids.
And
ask them the questions that I've asked you. And I've given you enough information that hopefully you're able to answer.
If I can do something much
I want
to
leave you with this one other quote.
Anything close
by Peter
Kreisch.
He was a philosopher, and he points out that
choose,
the Christian God came to earth
because in the end,
really
it's not just about
quality
time.
Of human suffering.
I want to do the
Jesus
best
Christ,
way
God
the same
experienced
result.
The greatest
you know, and when you spend
pain,
so much time
way,
with
way,
your
way,
children
though
learning
the
ins and outs of how to solve this equation,
so,
you know,
it's also easier to
always have to explain why that happens.
You know, I personally don't have an issue with typing. People are
struggling
to say that handwriting is
a permanent bond. Now, there, you know, I don't want to give you this idea that there's some magic
composition.
Provide a reason for relationship with your adult children.
Handwriting. Actually facing suffering.
But I can tell you there are ways to hedge your bets.
Bitterness and despair.
So
I want us to come full circle back.
Arena, we
and I
want to
show you
that, right?
How the personality church
ways to hedge
around
your
world.
Isn't this
response?
But there are ways to hedge your bets. And
so how the personality
church
kids are struggling with handwriting skills and how they do respond to suffering. It's a video that I'd love for you to just hope that you hear it.
And you know, when Dawn started with us,
a letter from prison,
like
because and it's based on a true story that happened in Iran. A father was taken to prison, and his son actually wrote and produced this song and music video.
That's kind of
and
my
reason I honestly
take
think she thought it was useful, school was useful,
I have,
is because I sacrificed
in my
a lot of time
their students handwrite
in order to teach
everything.
Her the stuff that I could have just sent her to school to teach her.
And then I required
right?
them.
But I sacrificed my own time for that. And that
so then they type it. So, you know, I think that's a lot of extra work.
Now, I know like keynotes don't normally do this, but I've got another 10 minutes, right?
So much faster.
I got another 10 minutes. I'll take that. Okay,
the other
good.
Piece of
so,
that, like for students that
any questions? Anybody want? And it doesn't have to be on that. Anything
is
you think somebody who's a scientist
knows it's really important when students go
stuff.
To post-secondary.
I'm not going to make this up. To get a hand. But any questions out there?
So, like, as they get older into high school, in the keep a record of all their
everybody's going up to see the game. Oh, there's one, yes.
They keep a record of their work, but they need to do that. They need to keep a record of their work because post-secondary institutions are checking for
chaos. Crushed but not
destroyed. But they may find AI generation.
The question has, did I actually build something my kids? For science, we did experiments together. We didn't build anything. But her, one of her favorite things we did, she was studying the pyramids. And she decided she wanted to make a model.
Don't give up on me.
So we did make a model of the pyramids. And of course, because I wanted to it was kind of, you know, one of these things that you saw
so
two sides of the outside,
things,
the other two sides were off, so you could see inside. And on the inside, I made these, you know, took these things from a little train set. They were just street lights. But I kind of flared them, make them look like torches. And I had a little battery that I hooked up to, so when we turned on the switch, the inside of the pyramid would light.
So Google Docs is great because it's
the
hieroglyphics
on the side. So we did that. But no, we didn't actually build any
documents.
We did a lot of experiments.
Casting all my fears upon him, yet my heart is torn. But I
listen, when I described what I was doing is unschooling, you know, because I had things I wanted to accomplish in every subject. I understand why you're saying that, so you're not familiar with unschooling. Unschooling is popular in certain quarters in the U.S. And I think it can be done well in some light. Unschooling is where you what they're going to learn. So, you know, they have to show us anything. And when they ask, you know, studying the Bible academic. So, rather than you know, using the commentary,
I'll be trusting you.
Studying the
work at 7-Eleven, then that's great. But if you want to, like, have a job, you can break
And I guess I would expand
the
this
number
a little
one
bit.
Of the number
when
one request of the persecuted church is that you would pray for them.
Obviously,
this
we're
is
using
an example
my
of that.
Stuff.
I'm not to dress that way, just because they expect
Richard
it.
Dawkins,
in the center,
but
I really encourage you.
It's subtitle is something
it's
like,
good in our writing to present ourselves in the way
biology reveals a universe without design.
So thanks for your time.
Something like that. So in the end, it's a very strong polemic for evolution. And I thought it was important for her to realize that I'm willing to consider other views, right? And I think that was important.
Does anyone
her
have any
first
more questions
university biology course was titled Dinosaur Evolution. And every week or so, she'd call me and talk about what was going on in class and what I thought about it. And I honestly think if I hadn't read The Blind Watchmaker with her, I'm not sure she would have thought to call me about that kind of stuff. Because I'm not sure if she would have thought he's willing to, you know, engage in other points of view.
Doing typing on the computer and autocorrect, and is that advantageous, or are they going to lose their ability to spell?
Yeah, okay. I can't code to you, so. Yeah.
I forget how old your kids are.
Oh, yeah.
10 and 12.
I'm familiar with Khan Academy, yes.
Early ages, they got to learn how to spell.
Yeah, so... Khan Academy
so
is a
I was
wonderful
to someone today,
resource. I don't
a computer
know a lot about
the,
what you do
the internet,
for elementary.
It,
what
you know,
I think Khan Academy is best at is explaining things
you
that you don't understand in your curriculum. I know they've set it up as a curriculum, but when I look at their algebra and the way they want you to do their algebra as
my
a curriculum, I kind of find it's kind of haphazard.
She will.
And so I'm not sure. I mean, if they've been doing it through elementary school, maybe it will make more sense to them when they get to...
At her point, she said, Mom, I struggle with spelling. What am I going to do?
Academy is doing
and I said, well, it's up to you.
Works.
You have a choice right
what
now.
What I recommend
you can apply yourself,
people with Khan, do with Khan Academy is rather than going straight to their website,
or
in
you can
Google,
a strategy
just type
help you.
Something like adding fractions
like,
and then finish Khan Academy.
Like, well,
and what you'll do
choice.
Is you'll find
like,
the
you
video, Khan video
you
on
can
adding fractions.
But she's
so
already got
a really useful help.
So she's chosen
I've never
strategies.
Found it useful as
so,
a curriculum,
but will they
but
lose
it,
spelling?
Like I said, if they've
I don't
been doing it
all
along,
I don't believe
well
they're
going
to
they
lose spelling by using spelling spell checks. I tell my students all the
but
time.
For everyone, no matter what curriculum
nice
you're
tool,
using, if you don't understand something that's in
often
your curriculum,
wrong.
You know, type some description of that problem and then finish it with Khan,
spell check, grammar check,
and Academy.
Doesn't know what you're
Khan
thinking.
You'll find the Khan Academy video on it, and some
and
of them are incredible. If you want to know why we invert
and
multiply. To divide fractions,
then it's
Google
good.
Divide fractions,
it doesn't
Khan
know
Academy.
That it's the wrong word. It
You'll
doesn't know that you are using the wrong, like, homophones and homographs. Like, oh, it's terrible.
Anything else?
Like, spell check is not
yes,
good
sir.
For homophones and homographs.
Technology.
Students have to learn those. They have to recognize that those words mean different things.
Well,
and
you know, I taught her how to
one.
Use the internet
so,
for research. That was technology
so my answer
at that,
to that
time
is,
because we're talking about the 90s, right?
I don't personally,
so,
like,
at that time period,
opinion,
that was
I mean,
the big technology stuff.
I don't personally have a problem with it.
But nowadays,
but I'm very quick to
I think
point
it's
out,
important
oh, look, this is still
it's
wrong.
It's still
it
important
say
to
this
try and
wrong,
figure out how to use
wrong.
The internet to find
this
good,
is why you can't
good
trust
information.
It. Don't trust it.
But I think there's a lot of stuff
all the little red
in technology
that's
you can
just
incorporate
that
these
days.
Might
be
we
wrong.
Did,
and
I didn't
often
have
the
any,
little red underlines
you know,
are wrong.
She didn't take any like video conference classes
because then I have little
like
red
that.
Underlines
we
still on my documents,
like
and
but
that,
I think that
bugs me.
Wasn't very
so,
practical back then. It's pretty practical
and
now.
I get it. They don't want the little
you
red underlines
especially
either.
Especially once
like
again, if
X's.
You're thinking about strengthening
so
your high schooler's transcript,
they still have
to
know spelling to use
some,
those things,
you know,
and they still have to know grammar.
Company
and,
or
the free Grammarly
or whatever
is notoriously
that does
bad.
Offer a couple of video or online courses that's graded by someone else.
It's definitely not to
be
relied on.
Big benefit.
So that's kind of
child's
kind of what I would say to that. So I do want to respect your time.
Oh,
so I want to thank you so much for coming
if
today.
If I can go back, is there anything I'd change that?
I
absolutely.
Did put up there, if you go back to the matches
when my
page,
daughter was
19
years old, we were driving down one of the main
so
streets
sure
in Anderson.
Check out what's on that page.
And we passed
and,
by this little local dairy called Best Way.
some freebies there. That
and I told
you.
Dawn, you ever been in that dairy?
If you have any questions,
no.
I
said,
just want to say
you know, they show you
that
how
I am
they
a
do
mentor
the milk
at heart.
And everything and so forth. And,
that's what
and
I do.
So I said, do
it's
you want to? She was like, yeah. So I
I'm
called
not a marketer at heart.
And I said, do you guys still give tours?
I am a mentor at heart.
Kid,
so if you have
tours?
Questions,
yeah,
please do
tours.
Reach out because I would love to
that's
talk
not
to you.
School,
and
it's just me and my daughter.
You,
oh, great. How old is she? 19.
And see if I can give you some tips.
Okay.
Tips that might help you.
So me and my 19-year-old daughter toured the
thank you very much
dairy.
For coming and listening today and for participating and sharing so openly about the struggles that you're having in your home.
You know, less book learning and more going places where things are actually useful, things are actually happening. You know, I do a lot more of that. That's the one thing I think I really messed up on. I was so worried about filling in all the books. All right, now I am out of time, so sorry. Thank you very much for your kind attention.